This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Taking on the Toronto Blue Jays, who right now seem to have the healthiest starting rotation in the American League's Eastern Division. Shea McClanahan coming back from Tommy John. Going to start on the IL for the Tampa Bay Rays. But here to talk about that on the Window Nation guest hotline from BaltimoreBaseball.com, our friend and yours, making his way back to the East Coast, or up the coast, I should say, Rich Dubroff. Rich, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm a little tired today. I mean, we had a flight from Sarasota. Here I am at beautiful Nats Park for the final exhibition game. So looking forward to getting things underway this week.
All right, we'll start with the rotation, the Orioles, that is. We mentioned McClanahan. Yankees have problems. Bayo's going to start the year on the IL for Boston. Certainly Grayson Rodriguez an issue for the Orioles. Give us a status report on Grayson Rodriguez, Rich. We know he's not going to start the season in the rotation. Question is, when's he going to start throwing the ball in anger, and when could we possibly see him in a game that matters?
Well, my guess is not before May 1st for a game that matters, because Brandon Hyde has said, well, he's basically, you know, he's playing catch now. And he's starting spring training. So if he's starting spring training, you have to think 5 to 6. You have to think 5 to 6 weeks. So let's say May 1st is the earliest you see him.
Now, Kyle Gibson was signed over the weekend, and reading the comments from you guys, doesn't look like he's going to be ready to throw the ball in anger anytime soon. But as we try to project the rotation, I guess we can for now, but what sort of an insurance policy is Kyle Gibson, given the fact that he was literally thinking about retiring within the last couple of weeks?
He was thinking about retiring because nobody was giving him a contract that he was interested in. You know, and I'd think about retiring if nobody was giving me a contract that I was interested in either. But fortunately, you and Vinny have.
For now.
But I think that Gibson was, even though he was talking about retirement, he was throwing. He said he had several sessions of 50 to 70 pitches, which is pretty good. You know, throwing in Missouri where he lived. So I think that he would be ahead of Rodriguez because he's not rehabilitated. He's not rehabbing an injury, and he said he thought he'd be able to come back a little quicker. But let's say for him, May 1st, May 1st also, maybe a week, you know, maybe a week before. Now, certainly a month, you know, no earlier than a month from now.
Now, Felix Bautista looks like, Rich, he's going to be on the opening day roster. Are they still going to slow play him into his role as the dominant closer that we saw 2 years ago? Or is it, you know, hey, all systems go. If you're on the opening day roster, I'm assuming they expect you to contribute in some capacity here.
Yes, but it's not. It's all systems go, but not all systems go on back-to-back days, and not all systems go for more than an inning. So that's sort of the slow play. It's going to be interesting to see who they use as a closer, a day after Bautista pitches. So for the first half of the season, Brandon Hyde says that that's how the Orioles are going to look at things. Look at Bautista pitching, you know, an inning, but not on consecutive days. But still, you know, some Bautista is a whole lot better than no Bautista.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Well, we know no Gunnar Henderson, at least for the first week of the season. So the question now is, as Mateo's trending towards possibly being ready to rock and roll, Thursday afternoon, Rogers Center, who's going to be the starting shortstop for the Orioles? Is it going to be Jackson Holliday, Jorge Mateo, or insert name here?
I think it's going to be Jackson Holliday. Holliday's been playing a lot of shortstop. He's in the lineup again today, playing shortstop. And I think that with the Jays have right-handed starters, so I think that you should see Jackson Holliday. You may see some Mateo at second base. You may see some of that. But they're really eager to have Mateo because they think that, you know, his aggressiveness on the bases will be something that they need to have. I mean, they're looking for, obviously, as we've talked before, they're looking for Colton Cowser and Jackson Holliday, among others, to be aggressive on the bases. And Mateo, who unfortunately for them hasn't gotten on base as often as they'd like the last couple of years, when he gets on, to be aggressive. They're very bullish on Jorge Mateo and what he can bring to the club. So that's going to be interesting because I wasn't sure at all that he would be close to close to being ready for opening day, and it looks like there's a decent chance he will be.
Hey, Rich, when you
watched Holiday play shortstop, any concerns with the arm? How's the range there? What's your opinion from what you've seen thus far?
What I've seen, I think he's pretty good. He's not Gunner. I mean, Gunner is one of the best players in baseball. And Jackson Holiday may be, in a year or two, one of the best players in baseball, but he'll be a better, you know, he'll be a better complement to Henderson when he plays second base and Henderson's at shortstop. But I think certainly he's proven during the Grapefruit League season that he's certainly good enough to play shortstop in the major league. So I don't think they have huge concerns, but they're a much better club when Henderson's there.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Orioles at Toronto Thursday, season opener, home opener, a week from today against the Boston Red Sox. As you know, Rich, the Orioles haven't made three straight postseasons since 69 through 71. How you feeling about their chances, at least here on March 24th?
I think they're excellent. I look at the entire American League, and I don't see anybody that really bowls me over. I think the Blue Jays are going to be much improved. I think the Red Sox will be better. I think the Rays could be better, but it might be a challenge for them playing outdoors at George M. Steinbrenner Field. So, and the Yankees, I think, are going to be really hurting without Gerrit Cole and Luis Gil for a good part of the season. So I know a lot of people always think, oh, gee, the Orioles have all the injuries. But I think looking around baseball, it's pretty clear that there are injuries everywhere. And I think that it's going to be a really, really close American League East, one that we're going to be talking about for the next 6 months. So I think that they have a really good chance of being in the postseason, whether they go farther than the first round, that'll be a big question. But I would certainly have them in as a playoff team this year.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.